This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The spring equinox is scheduled for Wednesday. I sure hope it makes it. So far, it's been one weird winter, so let's see what spring brings. Likely soggy soil if it's not flooded. Dealing with flood issues is a real problem in my area. Add to that tornadoes that stormed through last September, devastating thousands of trees and leveling farm fields, and you've got yourself a pile of work to do with soft ground. Not the best place to do it in. As I've said many times before, don't work a wet soil. Don't even step on it if you don't have to. As I write this, which will be a week ago from you hearing it, we have about 3 feet of snow in the yard and the storm drain is about a third open as the snow is melting with 40-degree temperatures. And it's raining, for crying out loud. But spring is coming this week, whether Mother Nature is ready for it or not. I'm looking forward to snowdrops and daffodils and Siberian squill and anything that isn't white, brown, or a pothole. Folks in rural areas have had to deal with drifting snow so ridiculous you might as well be working for Santa and using Rudolph to guide your sleigh. But spring is coming, that's what the calendar says, so we're going to plan for it. I will say the seeds I planted and am rearing in my upstairs bathroom actually sprouted. I tried the newspaper method with a little wooden gadget. I'm not sold on that. The seeds in the little plastic trays sprouted faster and are growing more quickly. The paper containers dry out much quicker and they've been slow to sprout. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. I also have a couple of more plants to start your 2019 season. A dazzling new begonia called Canary Wings Red and a salvia that the hummingbirds adore called Rockin' Deep Purple. Look for pics and the details on gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.